Thank you, Sam. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. Do you fancy owning a share in a city pub? Well, here's your opportunity. Folk will soon be able to buy shares in a suburban pub as part of a bid to build the city's first community-owned local. The initiative will see people pledge money to the Gatehouse in Malpit, which the group behind the scheme said could be brought back to life if everyone chips in. Under the proposals, people can pledge sums which can be converted into shares at a later date, although their individual value has yet to be decided. Vice Chair of the Gatehouse Community Pub Group, Lucy Allen, said, "So many people have joined us and we have been working hard to raise funds. Now it is time to step up a gear and give everyone an exciting chance to say they will help buy a piece of a pub. A total of £350,000 is needed to buy and renovate the pub, which would have a bar, cafe and outdoor area with tens of thousands already raised. Fundraising events including paddleboarding, yoga, a webinar and a guided walk at Sweetbriar Marshes have raised around £10,000. The group has also been awarded a development grant of nearly £10,000 from the Co-op Community Shares Booster Fund. Another £8,000 has been crowdfunded. The Grade 2 listed building dates back to 1934 and is noted for being a well-preserved interwar public house. Once the offer opens on December 15th, anyone can pledge at gatehousecommunityhub.co.uk.
Villagers are facing a 230% tax hike after their local council squandered its funds on an ill-fated community centre project. Eastern Parish Council is considering the eye-watering increase to keep services ticking over as it struggles to make ends meet. The authority has found itself in financial peril due to spiralling costs related to a new village hall, which remains thousands of pounds short of its required budget. Councillors are now turning to the taxpayer for a lifeline and have revealed a hike of roughly 230% would be necessary to enable it to balance the books. Easton, on the outskirts of Norwich, is one of the fastest growing villages in Norfolk, with hundreds of new homes planned for the area. To meet the needs of the growing population, Easton Parish Council launched its plans to build a multi-use community centre in Marlingford Road to replace its existing village hall in October 2021. The ambitious project to build a structure around three times the size of the existing facility has hit several hurdles since work began. The scheme was initially forecast to cost around £1.5 million, but this has risen dramatically due to inflation pushing up the price of manpower and materials.
Happy Fish and Chips in Cattengrove Road caught fire shortly before lunchtime on Monday, sending its staff and shoppers scrambling out onto the street. Witnesses describe flames shooting out of the ground floor windows and smoke plumes so thick that they obscured whole houses. Mrs. Robinson, 71, who lives directly opposite the shop, said, "I was out doing my back garden when I heard the fire alarm. When Mrs. Robinson went to the front of her house, she could see people were still in the first floor flats above and to the side of the ablaze chip shop. At least eight fire engines turned up to fight the blaze, as well as police to help with rerouting the traffic and an ambulance. Nobody is believed to have suffered any injuries. However, the flames were extinguished soon after, but the premises was left gutted and blackened." Joe Bassett, who works at Pegasus Models just next to the chip shop, said, "Someone went back inside to retrieve a dog before the fire engines arrived. It was very frightening," he said. "Luckily, they made it out okay." He added, I heard the fire was caused by oil in a pan, but I can't say for certain.
A historic city building is set for repair work to help stop further decay to its exterior. Martineau Memorial Hall is located next to the Grade 2 star Octagon Chapel in Colgate. Plans have emerged that will see the outside of the building, which dates back to 1907, repaired to improve the overall aesthetic. The building is home to Musical Keys, a Norwich-based charity providing a service to people of all ages with disabilities and/or additional needs. The plans will also see improved disabled access built at the back of the building. An agent for Nicholas Warne's Architects, which has submitted parts of the plans on behalf of the Octagon Chapel trustees, said, "The north wall to the building is unsightly and scarred after a range of previous adaptations. There are areas of damaged brickwork, unsafe wiring, running across the elevation and redundant pipework. Norwich City Council hopes to make a decision on the plans by January the 15th.
Opening restrictions are being placed on a new village clubhouse amid fears it will become a party venue. Broadland Council approved plans for the new community centre in Lavar Park in Old Catton near Norwich. But locals raised concerns that the new hall, which would include a bar area, would turn into a nightclub in the suburbs. Councillors confirmed restrictions would be enforced on the venue to prevent it from opening into the early hours. The plans were lodged by Old Catton Parish Council last year and would see a new community centre built at Lavar Park, primarily for the use of the football teams which use the pitch. The designs include changing rooms plus a bar and kitchen designed for catering during events. This raised concerns amongst locals who believe the new centre would end up being used as a destination for weddings and birthday parties all year round. The council has since agreed the centre should not be permitted to open past 10 p.m.
We have now reached the end of part one. Sarah and John will follow on with part two with more news, two features and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.